This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Listen to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Skype, we've got Josh.
Hey!
Just a classic old Raw SmackDown NXT show for us this week, but obviously with our sights on WrestleMania, the first thing I want to talk about is the Tag Team Championship. We knew it was going to be on the line in a big six-way ladder match, and now we know a few of the teams that are going to be joining in. We know the Raw teams of #DIY, the Awesome Truth, and the New Day, and we know that on the SmackDown side of things, Legado del Fantasma is one step closer. So we're getting a lot more build towards that tag match.
Still think this is pretty much set up for the Awesome Truth to win.
Mm-hmm.
The more that I think about it, the more I think our wishes for the titles to be split with this match isn't going to happen.
I'm going to stick by it forever. You can't convince me otherwise. I will see the match end at WrestleMania with one team winning, and I still won't believe it.
Awesome Truth probably will win the titles, and then on SmackDown afterwards, that's when they announce, oh, we've got some new tag titles for the SmackDown brand, and then kick off another tournament or something.
Yeah, there's obviously options to go for each way, I think. I think all three of the teams that made it in from the Raw side were the teams we were expecting. Awesome Truth obviously making storyline sense, as does DIY, and it puts Woods and Kingston into a position as well to have a bit of a showcase at WrestleMania. From the SmackDown side, still a few question marks. Obviously, Legado del Fantasma beating the LWO in the opening match of that bracket. I could still see a way that those two both end up in there. If we're going to put at least one of them in it, I feel like that storyline will be represented at WrestleMania. Will it be represented by them both being the SmackDown teams in the ladder match? Will it be represented by them making sure that neither of the other can make it to the ladder match? I don't know, but...
Well, we do know that it's either that in the second round, it's Legado del Fantasma versus the New Catch Republic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that they may go through. They may also do something I don't want to see happen.
What is that?
And I'm sure you've heard of the rumors about the potential for the Hardys to come back.
Gotcha.
In the match. I didn't want them to come back at the WrestleMania they came back before. I definitely don't now, like several years later.
Yeah, I think the Hardys have had a lot of chances. They are not the wrestlers they used to be, for sure. And personally, from a brand risk standpoint, wouldn't be something that I'd be jumping on as a company. And from an entertainment standpoint, sure, they'll get a cheap pop for their return, and then I probably will not want to see them. You know, I've caught some of the stuff they've done in AEW, obviously Matt's stuff before Jeff came over, and then their tag work since. It's not five-star classics. I would say it's probably even below average. They're getting on in age, and their styles and extracurricular activity haven't been polite on their bodies, to say the least. So we'll have to see who these last two teams are from SmackDown, and maybe the storyline is one of the, like, the LWO attacks. They make less sense as the face. Legado attacks LWO, takes them out on the night, and then there's an open slot. I'm with you. I would rather not, though.
I mean, we all knew LWO wasn't going to be in that match because they're already part of the NXT tag title tournament for a title shot at the NXT pay-per-view.
Yeah, there's still, I think, some ways it can shake up. The NXT main roster crossovers have been, I would say, pretty successful, but it does muddy the waters in times like this where they just sort of ignore their feud to go down to NXT to do a little stint to come on back up, and they sort of float around the place. I do like it when the storylines can intermingle, or there can be, you know, like a reason they've gone down to NXT to have the feuds here and there, or, you know, if it's something like Bron Breakker, he's still, you know, got the tag titles on NXT, but he's just up on the main roster destroying people. Those two things make sense to be side by side. LWO are just fodder for tournaments at this point. That's practically their, or at least the tag team section of the LWO. That's kind of just their role, is just fodder. They haven't had that breakout point yet. And, you know, they're surrounded by so many, like, you know, big personalities, but in the whole Legado del Fantasma versus LWO feud, it's really easy to get not buried, but I guess start sinking in the sand and not be the one who's featured. Well, that was my topic, so I'll delay a little bit while you think about what you want to talk about next. But I feel like I rambled a lot, which makes me feel like I gotta give you the option for the next topic.
Well, we're getting our triple threat match for the US title.
Yeah. We talked about a few different ways it could go in terms of the match being booked, and triple threat was what Nick Aldis decided.
Yep. I think it'll be a phenomenal match. Owens is great, Orton's the legend, and Paul's been pretty dang good since coming in. I think the recipe's there for a match of the night type of potential, depending on how long they decide to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be against any one of the three winning the match either. Because I'd be fine with Orton getting like a legacy title, like, run like a couple months with the US title. I'd be fine with Owens winning. I would be fine with Paul retaining. I think it's a great match for that situation.
Yeah, for me there's a lot of moving pieces to it still, but I know that we have, you know, like three odd weeks until WrestleMania still. We've got Grayson Waller and Austin Theory that are floundering a little bit in that mid-card heel spot, could potentially poke their nose into that match. And yeah, I think it just throws a bit of a cloud over it. As you say, though, the triple threat will be pretty good. In-ring, it'll be good. Storyline afterwards, I think Owens and Paul have already shown they can go. You add Randy to anything, it's only going to get better. It's obviously not the LA Knight involvement that we were expecting. He's off doing his thing with AJ Styles in a singles match instead. And yeah, I guess looking at the WrestleMania card, there is actually a whole lot of singles matches booked on it at the moment, instead of, you know, what I was thinking heading into it, where it was a bit more jam a few of the feuds together into whether that be a multi-man match for Logan's title or for some other stuff, and we're actually going to instead get you know, proper one-on-one feud builders with things like Styles and Knight. And although this is a triple threat, it is only one storyline, potentially two, depending what Orton does after it, that are sitting there. So, I don't know. I like it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we currently have 10 confirmed matches for WrestleMania. And that with it being two nights, there's probably going to be about five or six more that'll be added between now and WrestleMania. But I think this is shaping up to be one of the best WrestleManias ever. And I think it'll be, I think this will knock it out of the park. Especially since the majority of the show is going to be all about one storyline.
Yeah, I think it's really going to make it connect in a way that I guess normal television entertainment gets to do on a week-to-week basis. We're really just going to see it not feel like just two separate pay-per-views back-to-back. And so... I'm really looking forward to seeing how it's presented. You know, we've already made our prediction on the order of the matches, or at least the openers and closers for each night. I think it makes a lot of sense and really helps just connect everything together. It's almost like you're gluing the end of part one to the start of part two. And I think it's just going to get more eyes throughout the whole thing. And yeah, overall, be a good WrestleMania. I don't really have like a tier list of WrestleManias where I think they all fall. But on paper, it definitely has that ability to be up in that upper echelon for sure.
Yeah, it's possible depending on what they do and how well the matches turn out. It could stand on par with WrestleManias 17 and 19, which are arguably considered the two best WrestleManias of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe it could be hurt by the fact it is two nights now. Because if these 10 matches were all happening on one night, I think it could definitely be a slam dunk. But I think it's definitely got the potential to be standing right there alongside the greatest of all time for WrestleManias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's got to do as well a lot with the level of stories heading into it. You know, every match has a reason. Every match has had build to it. We've got 10 matches announced 3 weeks out, and, you know, they all have a reason to be on the card. One of those reasons, Bayley obviously going against her former faction in Damage Control. She did get to go up against one of them, Dakota Kai. Unfortunately, didn't get to finish the match out. As it was a DQ finish. Picked up a friend in Naomi, though, who could potentially be standing opposite the rest of Damage Control to try and equal the odds.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, when we get to WrestleMania, if we're not going to do the whole storyline that we thought maybe what they would do until they decided to tack that onto the main event of WrestleMania, then yeah, I think we'll slowly see Bayley getting like allies.
Mm-hmm.
First, it's Naomi. Maybe next week, this week on SmackDown, or next week, maybe they'll pick up Bianca. Still be outnumbered, but that's when at WrestleMania they'll hit Jade's music, and she'll come out and neutralize the remaining part of Damage Control and allow Bayley to actually have a chance.
Yeah, I think you've also got an easy opportunity to just do a women's tag team championship match. I know that won't eliminate every single member, be it there is four on the other side, and I think there is some question marks around Asuka's injury status as well.
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
But you could potentially, I guess, not necessarily freebird it, but you could have Dakota Kai and Kairi Sane defend the titles if you really needed to.
Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely directions they can go with this, but I definitely think that at the very least, I think Jade Cargill gets involved in this match.
Okay. Calling it now.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a great place to bring her in if you're not going to have her on a match at WrestleMania. Because I don't think you can do with the tag team match if you have her involved in that match and have her lose. Because I don't think you can have her lose quite yet. Unless you really want to get away from the whole Goldberg win streak that they gave her at AEW. And not like copy it. But yeah, I think she gets involved in the match. That's her role is to neutralize the remaining to neutralize damage control and bring a fair match for Bayley.
We'll have to wait and see what happens at WrestleMania 40. One thing we do know will be happening at WrestleMania 40 is another brother versus brother match. It's not the first one we've seen at WrestleMania. That belongs to Bret Hart versus Owen Hart, of which one is our theme song for this week. That was an epic transition, Grady. Thank you very much. We're going to play the entrance theme of Bret Hart for you right about now. Back at Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady. He's Josh. Alluded to it heading into the song Brother versus Brother. We're official. Jimmy versus Jay. I think we talked a little bit about it last week, but it's heating up purely in terms of intensity.
I think it's going to be a banger of a match. I think Jay and Jimmy will finally get a chance to really show what they can do as a solo person. Jay's been knocking it out of the park for a while. Jimmy, not so much, but that's because he hasn't had that many opportunities. But I think they're both great wrestlers. And when you're in there with a twin brother, you're going to have chemistry like no other. I think it's going to be a phenomenal, amazing match. I do say that our buddy and former co-host did point out something that made me stop and think about this match. And that is that the other two brother versus brother match were won by the heels in the match.
Yeah, it is a common factor so far, but I don't know. I look at this match and all the signs point to a Jey Uso win here if we want to, you know, solidify that main event status. If we give it to Jimmy, maybe we're trying to catapult them up there as well.
Yeah. I think it could come down to the third brother. I think it could, if Jimmy wins, it'll be because of Solo. I don't know. I think it could also be one of those things where it's like, we know that WrestleMania 40 is the bloodline wrapped up in a bow. It could be that night one, the bloodline succeeds and wins both matches.
True.
And then night two, that's when maybe the possibility of Cody going over.
Yeah, it is possible. Obviously, as you said, Solo Sikoa floating around can be a massive factor in this match. As far as I can see right now, we don't seem to have a stipulation on this one between the two of them. I feel like it may heat up to the point of us getting something in terms of, you know, I don't know if we're at the level of a steel cage. It's kind of hard to just do a no DQ because you've got that potentially with the Roman Cody match, depending how the tag goes. Maybe a falls count anywhere. I don't know. It just feels like when it's as brutal as they seem to be lining this one up to be, that there might be some sort of stipulation attached to the match.
It's possible, but it's also possible that this could be a beginning of a feud, and maybe you don't want to have a stipulation attached to it. Because I could see them maybe redo... Backlash is typically rematches of WrestleMania. For better or worse. What's to say that we don't have a stipulation on a return match at Backlash, and that's why Jimmy goes over.
Yeah.
And then they do the stipulation where maybe you do give them the steel cage, or I don't know, balls count anywhere, or last man standing, or whatever. I would love to see a Three Stages of Hell match, but I don't think that'll happen for a match that isn't for a title. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that they can go with. This could be one and done, and it could be Jay winning, or it could be something bigger.
And funny you mention last man standing there. Obviously, main event of Raw, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, and a last woman standing match. Sort of, I guess, tying off that little callback feud with Jax and Lynch heading into the WrestleMania season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun, downright great match. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Nia Jax has not missed since coming back. She's been pretty darn good. Becky is better on the mic than she is in the ring, but she's still no slouch.
Mm-hmm.
I would say she's probably, of the four horsewomen, of the original four horsewomen, I would say she's probably the weakest in the ring. But being the weakest of that is still being pretty darn good.
It's like saying you're the worst Beatle.
Obviously Becky had to overcome Nia here. But still, it makes her look credible towards Rhea, and I think Rhea is getting wrapped up in her match with Becky more than the Judgment Day, and I think that's starting to show some of the fringing of the group.
Yeah, I think it puts Becky and Rhea onto the same level. You know, they both beat Nia Jax in a big match where the Rhea's be, you know, high profile for the title, and then Becky's being in a last woman standing. They both look good. They both look strong. Unfortunately for Nia, she does end up taking two losses, but with her type of character, she can come back from those perfectly fine. But yeah, as you say, Judgment Day, they got a lot going on right now. Obviously, their tag team title is on the line in the six-pack challenge. Dominic Mysterio getting beat up by Ricochet. Damian Priest still carrying around his briefcase, potentially threatening a cash-in. And Rhea has been pretty absent.
Yeah, and they've stopped referring to Dominic and Rhea's relationships and starting to refer to their outside relationships.
Yeah, it's been an abrupt shift. I would have liked some sort of storyline piece there, but I don't quite know what they're doing with her involvement with the Judgment Day, if at all.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in a way they did, because Dominic didn't refer to her as Mommy. He referred to her as Rhea, saying maybe the reason he didn't win was because Rhea wasn't there. So I do think the Judgment Day has sort of run its course, and I think it is time to start splitting people off and creating stars that way, because ultimately that's what a stable is supposed to do. It's supposed to build people up and then spin them off into bigger stars. That works better. Sometimes works well, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, The Rock is obviously one of the greatest examples of that happening. But it's just one of those situations where I think we're on the verge of seeing everything collapse for them. I think the tag titles change hands. Ultimately, I think the women's championship changes hands.
Ooh.
I think there's even a possibility Damian Priest fails his cash-in.
That really is everything collapsing.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him maybe still winning a title with it, but maybe it'll be an ill-advised move or something, and they'll turn on him or something. I don't know, but it's like everything seems to be sparing up for everything to go wrong for the Judgment Day in this event.
And maybe that'll be another through storyline. You know, we talk about the bloodline through storyline of WrestleMania 40. There's no reason you can't have a second one if, you look at Dominic Mysterio being unable to get the shot against Gunther. You look at Rhea Ripley potentially losing his title, as you said. Tag team championships most likely changing hands. What if we entangled them? Damian Priest tries to cash in after a Drew McIntyre win and, you know, just gets claymored, and the whole point is that they, you know, the Judgment Day look a fool after WrestleMania. There's definitely a chance for us to have, two sort of main storylines heading into WrestleMania. We don't have to purely focus on one. I don't know quite what Dominic will be doing heading into WrestleMania season, or what would be going through Damian Priest's mind if he decides to cash in on Drew. I would definitely advise him not to.
I would, if I was going to have him win a title, it would be on Drew.
Mm.
I would have Drew win the title and then have Damian Priest take it from him and just make it even more of a reason for him and his bad attitude, and then you could have him chase Priest for a couple months and then win the title again.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it a little bit more next week, because I would like to mention, you know, CM Punk is saying he is going to be at WrestleMania. We know Drew McIntyre has his issues with him, could play into that as well. But for now, we have run out of time this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUpper, our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUpper, our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp, and we will catch you next week. It's like the prize right in front of my eyes, and taking up the sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big goal, strike quick but creep slow, the competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from 3, go, press X to reload, yet they still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. Never win ever on record, there's the one to protect. For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.